Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
An inquest has heard how a patient who died at University Hospital Limerick had fallen from a trolley in the busy emergency department and may have been dead for over an hour before staff found him on the floor. University Hospital Limerick previously acknowledged deficits in the care given to Martin Abbott of Shannon, County Clare, who died in December of 2019. His inquest has been taking place at Limerick Coroner's Court in Kilmallock today, and our reporter John Cook was in court and he's with me now. So tell me the background, please, John, to this case.
Yes, Cormac. 65-year-old Martin Abbott was a much-loved husband, father and hackney driver from Delganish in Shannon and died on December 17th, 2019 after waiting for a bed in an isolated cubicle of the emergency department in Limerick for 3 days. The coroner's court heard Mr. Abbott had a complex medical history, including a previous kidney transplant. He'd gone to the accident and emergency in Limerick on the advice of his doctors, including his consultant nephrologist. After a week of fever, coughing and diarrhoea, he was prescribed antibiotics for a diagnosis of Legionnaire's disease, as well as intravenous fluids, as he waited 3 days for admission to a bed. Opening proceedings today, Mr. Abbott's only daughter, Anne-Marie, was asked to read her statement to the court. She spoke of a family holiday in Poland with her parents and a party to celebrate her 30th birthday in the weeks prior to her dad becoming unwell. On the night of December 16th, she said she left him at 10 p.m, asking nurses in the emergency department to get a doctor to see him. She was concerned he was not being looked after correctly. She said his breathing was laboured due to having to walk to the toilet after staff removed a commode from his emergency department cubicle. She said in the hours that followed, she couldn't get through to anyone in the emergency department by phone until her mother got in touch with her at 6 a.m. the following morning, saying Gardaí were at the door telling her to contact the hospital immediately. When she and her mother arrived at the emergency department, they were told their father had died. Her father had died following a turn overnight. He'd been found by the sink, she was told first. Later, she was informed he was actually on the floor by his trolley. Subsequently, she was told he had had a suspected heart attack, and then she was told he'd suffered a broken neck and no coronary distress. Later, she was told that a pathologist had made a mistake and that he did not have a broken neck. She said she and her mother were shocked and upset that her dad, they were sure that her dad would have recovered from a treatable illness, she said, and be home in time for Christmas. She said they felt badly treated by the University Hospital Limerick group at the hospital at the time and in the manner they've been dealt with in internal and external reviews that have followed prior to today's inquest, 4 years on, Cormac.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about the medical evidence of the case, John?
Well, despite Anne-Marie Abbott's request for her dad to see a doctor at 10 o'clock on the night that he died, nurses and doctors confirmed in evidence to Limerick Coroner's Court that he'd been seen last by a doctor at 7:32 that evening, but was never seen again by a doctor that night until he was found unresponsive on the floor by his trolley at 4:40 a.m. Nurses said there was nothing noted about his deteriorating condition at their 8 p.m. handover. His vital signs, including raised temperatures, which he was treated for with antibiotics, and which he was treated for with paracetamol, as well as the administration of antibiotics for his Legionella infection, were all noted, along with his lowered oxygen levels throughout monitoring later in the evening, last recorded at 11 o'clock. At 3 a.m. it was noted Mr. Abbott had been taking his oxygen mask off, but no other checks were recorded in the hour and 40 minutes that followed, despite medical evidence that his low oxygen levels required at least hourly checking. At 4:40 a.m. staff recounted being called to a cardiac arrest in Mr. Abbott's cubicle. He'd been found lying face down on the floor by his trolley. Multiple rounds of CPR were carried out and adrenaline was administered, but ventilation wasn't possible, we heard, as doctors noticed rigor mortis, creating neck and facial stiffness, as well as liver mortis, a pooling of blood and discoloration of the face associated with death. He was officially pronounced dead at 4:55 a.m. In his evidence, consultant pathologist Dr. Gabor Laskai said that Mr. Abbott's cause of death was cardiorespiratory failure due to lobar pneumonia, noting coronary arterial sclerosis and hypoxia, among other contributory factors. He clarified Mr. Abbott had sustained a ligament tear underneath a vertebrae of the spine in his neck and not a broken neck, which he put down to previous miscommunication in the hospital. He said the neck injury was likely to have been caused in a fall from the hospital trolley as Mr. Abbott tried to get up, but was not a contributory factor in his death, Cormac.
And what did the coroner rule, John, in this inquest?
The Limerick coroner, John McNamara, said it was quite clear that Limerick's emergency department was very busy on the night that Martin Abbott died. Overcrowding puts pressure on everyone, he said, including patients, families and staff. He said the medical evidence showed Mr. Abbott was last reviewed at 3 a.m. on the morning that he died and found lying on the floor by his trolley at 4:40 a.m. He should have been seen more frequently, he said, and his case should have been escalated to the resus area of the emergency department with a medical team called to reassess him due to deterioration as confirmed in evidence by doctors. This did not happen. Taking an educated guess, he said, based on the pathologist's evidence over rigor mortis. He said it was hard to be specific as to how long Mr. Abbott was left lying on the floor, but it was approximately an hour. He noted the apology given by legal representatives for the University Hospital Limerick Group for deficits in Mr. Abbott's death, but rejected their application for a verdict of death by natural causes, concluding with a verdict instead of death by medical misadventure, which he stressed was not to apportion blame under the Coroner's Act or not to be considered to apply a fault to anybody, he said. He described it as a neutral finding, but noted that there certainly were deficits in Mr. Abbott's care. Sympathies and condolences were offered to Martin Abbott's widow Mary and daughter Anne Marie, while the coroner endorsed 26 recommendations made in previous reports into Mr. Abbott's death to improve patient care at the University Hospital Limerick. All but two have been actioned so far, we heard from legal representatives for the hospital, but there are issues outstanding with electronic recording of patient records. The family had sought this after Cardex documents regarding Mr. Abbott's medication and when it was administered went missing and have never been found in subsequent reviews or for today's inquest. Also, we were told there are outstanding issues continuing too in dealing with the overcrowding crisis at the emergency department in Limerick, Cormac.
Is there or was there any reaction from the family of the late Martin Abbott afterwards, John?
Well, from what I know from speaking to them, Cormac, they were pleased, I think, and relieved with the medical misadventure verdict that was recorded, but they were visibly upset as various condolences were offered. They left the court without making a public comment for now, they said. Martin Abbott's daughter, Anne Marie, gave me her written statement, which she had read earlier in court, expressing that the University of Limerick Hospital Group, she said, need to glean valuable lessons from her dad's death to prevent further needless tragedies and to ensure the well-being and safety of all patients. Her eloquent statement, as it was described by the coroner, concluded with her view that the University of Limerick Hospital Group failed in its promise of care, compassion and trust for her dad. And though an apology for deficits in care was offered on behalf of the hospital group again, she questioned finally how many more people have to die before the system changes.
OK, so an emotional day for the family, John, really.
Very emotional, Cormac. A very distressing and long day. A lot of technical evidence, a lot of distressing facts. The coroner noting, of course, that the role of an inquest is not to apportion blame any civil or legal liability. But he noted deficits in care here and endorsed and offered his support for recommendations as to how the hospital might learn and improve from the case of the late Martin Abbott.
OK, a long, long journey since 2019 then. It's been going on since that long, hasn't it?
Certainly has, Cormac. There was evidence given or reference made to the fact that COVID, which of course came in 2020, just a few months after Mr. Abbott's death, had led to a backlog and some delays in holding inquests. There have been internal and external reviews carried out for the University of Limerick Hospital Group into the death of Martin Abbott. They weren't made public in evidence today. They were referred to a number of times, including in those recommendations. But yes, it's taken over 4 years to get to today's medical misadventure verdict.
Well, thank you very much indeed for your report from the Limerick Coroner's Court in Kilmallock, and that is John Cook reporting for us.